Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Simon, it wasn't until I started working with you on 5-Minute Food Fix that I realised that bring a plate is a uniquely Australian phenomenon.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not a part of English culture, definitely not where I'm from. You would cook dinner. If you're inviting people around for dinner, you'd cook it yourself. You'd be a little affronted if people brought their own food. It's a bit like they didn't think you'd be able to cook it.
I'm Yumi Stein.
And I'm Simon Davis.
This is your 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So I remember when I was a little girl, at ballet recitals, we'd be asked to bring a plate to the big finale and all the mums would make something and provide it to a big supper table for the end of the big performance.
Wonderful.
Yeah, except my mum brought Japanese food and I would cringe in embarrassment going, Mum, everybody else is bringing sausage rolls. Why do you have to bring sushi rolls? You're embarrassing me. But I'm fascinated that this doesn't occur in England. I'm also fascinated to kind of see the politics of what's laid out. Like, you just brought biscuits with butter on them. Like, is that actually a thing? So sometimes I wonder about my own motivations, you know, Simon, when I go to a friend's house, they've asked us to bring a plate or I've offered to bring something and they've said, yeah, please do. Am I trying to get attention? Am I trying to one-up the other cooks?
Well, it does feel a bit like that here, doesn't it, sometimes with a bring a plate. I know I'm new to this part of the culture.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm doing what I can to sort of feel it out. But I definitely like to try and steal that limelight. I mean, that's half the fun, isn't it, of bringing a plate? Seems to be.
So do you have a couple of go-tos?
Yes, I try and do it very stealthily.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, overtly show off on my plate.
Yeah. Right.
So I try and bring a dip because, you know, dips are dips. No one's going to think you're showing off.
Yeah, you could have just bought it and then decanted it into a bowl.
But if you bring a dip that no one's ever had before that is so delicious that it stops them in their tracks, well, then you've grabbed the limelight, but you've done it in a really sort of stealthy way.
Oh, my God. What is this dip of which you speak?
Well, I love mahamara, which I'm probably not pronouncing correctly, but it's a beautiful Syrian dish of roasted red peppers and walnuts together.
In a dip. I have made this. It's super delicious.
It's super delicious.
But do you know what?
Super simple.
No, it is not. Because once I made it, I was like, I'm never doing that again because I had to barbecue the bloody red capsicums.
No.
And then you have to peel them.
No. I acquaint you with the jarred pepper or capsicum.
Are they good? Don't they taste like vinegar?
Works. Brilliantly.
Really?
Here. Yeah, because you don't mind a little bit of acidic twang to your roasted red peppers here because you're going to be adding that anyway with the other ingredients. So it works. Honestly, reach for the big jar of roasted capsicums, put them in your blender, add toasted walnuts. That's really all the cooking you need to do here. Toast up some walnuts in a dry frying pan. Add some pomegranate molasses and a handful of fresh breadcrumbs. Whiz it all together. you are away.
Okay.
Beautiful, simple dip. Maybe a tiny little sprinkling of sumac.
Do you plant a little flag in it that says made by Simon Davis?
No, but I'm hoping that when everyone takes that first bite, they just know it's trademark Simon Davis food. Right?
They've got their mouth on the piece of pita and their eyes are going sideways. Who made this? Yeah. Okay, well, I know we're low on time because this is only 5 minutes of food fixing, but my go-to is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy bread.
Fairy bread.
Yeah, there's three ingredients. It's white bread. It's got to be cheap, good Tip Top, whatever, good Woolies brand, Baker's Delight, don't mind.
Yeah.
Butter. I like to use the butter that's in a kind of a tub, so it's fake butter. You spread that over and then hundreds and thousands, cut it in a triangle because triangle shape is more luxurious than a square.
Sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah, We're in agreement there.
Totally agreement.
And then you lay it out on a platter and listen, for a kid's birthday or a bring a plate, everyone is going to go bananas for that. So you need to do at least two loaves worth.
Because it's essentially just sugar on bread, right?
Yes, it's carbs plus sugar and a bit of fat. It is absolute heaven. And I've got photos of my most recent fairy bread bring a plate on the 5 Minute Food Fixes Instagram. And make sure you don't miss our next episode. It's an absolute cracker. Follow the show for free on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm totally sold.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.